Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story by Dr. Seuss, who is writing as Theo Lessing. This story was illustrated by George Booth, and it is called Wacky Wednesday. And we thought it would be great to do a Wacky Wednesday book on a day that's not Wednesday, just to have some fun. So,
now that's wacky.
That's wacky.
We're reading Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Not on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're not doing it on Wednesday. We are just one crazy family. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Chicken.
Again? You are a great chicken. I love that you pick somebody different. And you are this time edible. Mm. Are you ready? Here we go. It all began with that shoe on the wall. A shoe on the wall? Shouldn't be there at all. And in the picture, what do we see? This kid's getting out of bed and he does see. Then I looked up and I said, oh man. And that's how Wacky Wednesday began. Why did he say, oh man?
His boot was on the wall.
Was it on the wall?
I mean ceiling.
Yeah.
Ceiling. It was on the ceiling.
Yes, it was. Why is it there? I looked out the window and I said, gee, more things were wacky. And I saw three. Okay, what are the wacky things? Can you tell us?
There are bananas growing from his apple tree.
There are bananas growing from his apple tree, which shouldn't be. What's next? Ooh, my friends, if you have this book, you have to shout out what you see.
There was a worm chasing a bird, where the bird should be chasing the worm.
Yep.
And there was a hole in the water hose.
Mm-hmm. And there's sprinklers going, but it doesn't look like it's connected. So how is that hose getting any water? This is bananas. I went down the hall and I said, hey, three more things were wacky today.
What? One thing was a guy who showed a picture that shouldn't be upside down. What's that upside down?
No, it's upside down picture. What in tarnation? Well,
no, the picture is right side up.
Oh.
The person on it is up.
Oh. Oh, yes, there it is, sure enough.
And there was a thing. There was a table, and one leg was a candy cane.
That is.
And there was a two doorknob door.
I am telling you, this is the wackiest day. Oh, what? Friends, when we turn the page, you're not even going to believe what we're seeing here. In the bathroom, more! In the bathroom, four! Okay, so what are the four wonky things in this Wacky Wednesday that really shouldn't be going on? I can see one right away. There is a palm tree coming out of the toilet.
Another thing is one of the sink knobs is upside down.
The faucet is upside down.
And she's wearing a sock in the bathtub.
Yeah, why is there a sock on? And there's a booty. Oh, dear. And is that a fish in a jug?
I know what the next wacky thing is.
What is it?
There are two faucet things.
There often are some, in old-fashioned homes, there were two. Yeah.
What's one?
One is for the left, one is for hot water, and the one on the right is for the cold water. Yeah. And just like how sometimes faucets in the sink will have two as well. It's not that unusual in some homes. In fact, I think in some countries they don't have one faucet. They have two that does the hot. One does the hot and one does the cold. Okay, I began to dress and then I said, wow, four more things were wacky now. What are they? Oh, I see one right away.
One thing was the clock was flipped over.
The clock is flipped over. So 12 is at the bottom.
The legs of his chair.
Yeah, there's all. Yep, the last, that one of the legs of his chair is missing, a big chunk of wood.
And another thing are two shoes.
Yep, there's a there's another shoe on the ceiling now, as well as the shoe on the wall. And but there's also one under his bed, not hiding neatly on the floor, but attached to the bottom of his bed. This is ridiculous. I looked in the kitchen. I said, "By cracky, five more things are very wacky." I would think so. For one, I think they're about to lose a teacup. Sometimes people will suspend teacups under their countertops. I've seen it done in many places. But it looks like they've hung 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, but the sixth one is just hanging in mid-air without anything.
And there's a ladybug holding up the refrigerator.
What is this nonsense?
And there's an umbrella in the soup.
There's an umbrella in the soup.
The cat should be chasing the mouse, but the mouse is chasing the cat. And there's a hole in one spot where there should be a plate.
Yeah, this is the wackiest day. I do not know. I was late for school. I started along. I saw that six more things were wrong. Oh, well. Let's see what those things are.
Where's the door on the pink house?
The pink house is missing a door.
The door should be on the other side of that house.
Yeah, the yellow house's doorsteps are on the wrong side of the house.
The granny's pushing a cheetah.
The lady who's pushing the stroller does not have a baby in there. Has a tiger. I don't think you'd want to push a tiger around. They might turn around and chomp you. What's that?
There's a window with no house.
A window with no house.
And in the pink house, there's also a tree sticking out of it.
Yeah, there's a tree sticking out of the chimney.
There's one last thing we have to find.
What is it?
I don't know.
I found it. Have you ever seen a car that drives from the back seat? Because I've never done that. Every car I've ever driven in has a driver's seat in the front. But not in this picture. Wacky. Oh, my. And then seven more. And, yup, they got some big problems here. What do you see?
One thing is there's a house with no back wall.
Right.
Or.
They're missing half of the house there.
And there's a guy who's walking a car.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a shoe on his head. There's a duck hopping in his shoe. The stop and the go are mixed up in the sign.
Yep.
And there is only a top of a telephone pole.
Yeah, they're missing half of the telephone pole.
The sun is green.
The sun is green? Now that just doesn't make sense at all. And the Sutherland sisters, they looked wacky too. They said, "Nothing is wacky around here but you." Oh, I don't know. When I look at them, I can see there's plenty wrong. First of all, the middle sister, her legs are missing. Then the front sister, she's missing her neck.
And what's the back sister have?
I would say probably an attitude.
No, what's walking with the back sister?
I don't know. But look, I yelled. Eight things are wrong here at school. Nothing is wrong, they said. Don't be a fool. Oh, but there are things wrong, and I can see them.
I can spot.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I would like to point out that the name of the school is George Washington School. And in the book, we can see when he's talking school, he says school is spelled S-C-H-O-O-L. School. The C-A-S-C-H makes a sk sound. But in the picture, when we look at the building itself, it is misspelled. S-C-H-O-U-L. Ooh.
And there's a crack in the flag. The flag's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shoe on the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a turtle in the tree. And there's a shoe hanging from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And her backpack's the other way around.
Ah, and?
Two kids are actually tigers.
There's more tigers going on here. What in tarnation is going on? I ran into school. I yelled to Miss Bass, look, 9 things are wacky right here in your class. Let's do the alphabet together. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Well, that one.
When it says, it says Z, Y.
Yeah.
That's all.
Wait a minute. There's one. Okay. So we found out that the last 2 numbers are mixed up.
Letters.
Mm-hmm. Last 2 letters. Mm-hmm.
One.
Okay. Tell me. So, yes. So,
there's a portrait that says George Washington, but it's actually a different guy.
It's Abraham Lincoln. He's not our first president. He was our 16th. Okay.
And there's a guy who's writing backwards, and there's a guy who looks like an old man.
Yeah.
And there's a guy with no head.
Yep.
And a girl standing on one.
Standing on somebody's head? Yeah.
And teacher has roller skates.
The teacher has roller skates, and then
there's a shoe under her.
Her desk has a shoe on it. What is going on with this school? Nothing is wacky here in my class. Get out. You're the wacky one. Out, said Miss Bass. And behind her is another portrait of says George Washington, but it is, in fact, not George Washington. I went out the school door. Things were worse than before. I couldn't believe it. 10 wacky things more. All right, let's count them. Okay.
I'm gonna spot them.
Okay, let's do it.
One house is lifting up.
One, there's the house in the sky. 2, the flag is wrong. 3, it actually is sitting on a shoe. The flagpole is sitting on a shoe. Okay. 10. We only have 3. We've got a few to go.
There's a shoe on the bus.
Uh-huh, that's 4.
There's a giraffe through a pipe.
There's a giraffe coming up in the middle of the street. That's 5.
There's a lady on the same purple bus. There's a man sitting on a thing that's on the water.
He's sitting on a park bench. Yeah, that's 7. Mm-hmm.
He's sitting. And there's a guy.
And the statue.
A statue, and the person who's on the horse is backwards.
Yeah, that's 8. Something's wrong. What else?
His books aren't books. There's a crocodile.
9. Mm-hmm. One more thing wrong. What could it
be? This is the last thing.
Oh.
There's a shoe under a tree.
That is true. Why is there a shoe? Why is that tree growing out of a shoe? That reminds me of the tree in WALL-E that lives in the boot. Then I counted 11. Wow. Okay. There is a building and a tree. That's 1. There is a yellow tree.
2.
That's 2.
There is a shoe on top.
Yeah.
There's a sled on a baby.
A sled. Mm-hmm.
Or there's a person
mm-hmm.
who has a tree on her thing.
She's got a tree in her stroller. That's five. Nobody carries around a tree in their stroller. They also don't carry around alligators in their stroller.
That's six.
I would also like to point out that when you say that something is for sale, you say that it is F-O-R, sale. But this sign says F-O-U-R. Well, F-O-U-R is a number, isn't it?
So that's seven.
Uh-huh.
There isn't a door there.
The door is wonky at the school.
Yeah, that's eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine is that this lady's pushing an old man in a baby buggy. I think we might have to keep our eyes peeled. Keep looking. Keep looking. What could it be?
The shoes floating.
Do we count that one?
I think we already got that one.
Hmm. Well, now he's missing his book bag altogether. He's just standing there. Does that count, do you think? I don't know what the other ones could be. Can you figure it out? Definitely is the sled. Oh, and this pram has, they should all have four wheels. This one only has one. And then this one has none. So we figured out what the last two were. Those baby buggies are something else. Then 12 worse things. I got scared and I ran and knocked over Patrolman McGann. Okay, so let's figure out what's going on here. There's a door in the middle of the walkway, for no good reason. There's a highway that goes over the bridge, but there is no bridge, and the cars are just flying across it.
That's two.
There's
the plane is supposed to be landing, but it's actually flying up backwards.
That's crazy.
Three.
There are windows hanging in the middle of the air for no reason.
Four.
Okay.
There is a pig with two legs when it should have four.
And those look like chicken legs, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cow with no head.
But it has two udders, two backsides.
It has two booties.
Okay, so that's 5, 6. There's a tiger pushing a baby. That's seven.
That stroller's upside down.
That's eight. There's a pair of shoes that are just walking by themselves.
That's nine.
Yeah. Then there's a baby pushing the grandpa or grandma.
That's 10. Uh-huh. And there's an old lady pushing 1,000 babies.
Is that 11? Okay, we have one more. Do you see it? What is it? Oh, do you know? This building has one set of windows that are just hanging in the middle of the air, but all the other buildings have no windows at all. Why?
That's... No, I know what the last one is.
What is it? Oh, I see what it is. There are shoes on that stroller, and that lady has no shoes. She has wheels. I tell you, this is one crazy story. I'm sorry, Patrolman. That's all I could say. Don't be sorry, he smiled. It's that kind of day. But be glad. Wacky Wednesday will soon go away. Only 20 more things will be wacky, he said. Just find them and then you can go home and go back to bed. Ha ha ha. 20 more things? Oh my goodness. Oh, okay, well, the highway came from heaven.
Oh.
There's one. And there are two bright suns in the sky. This is not Tatooine. There should only be one.
Two.
There's an airplane on the road. That's three.
Oh.
There's a house flying in the air. That's four. Speaking of things flying in the air, I see a car up there, too. That's five.
Oh.
And a tree.
Oh.
That's six. And a smokestack.
Oh.
That's seven. And then there are some houses stacked up on top of each other. That's eight and nine. Oh, what do you see? There's a lady pushing her baby carriage on the road next to the airplane and the cars. Oh, goodness gracious, girl. There's a fish fishing for a man. There's a pig with no legs. There's a lady pushing her baby carriage while sitting in a chair. There's, oh my goodness, friends. We shouldn't tell them all. We'll let them all figure it out. If you have this book, you have to see how many wacky things there are because it is colossal. Wacky Wednesday was gone. When I counted them all, I even got rid of that shoe on the wall. And that, my friends, is an amazing story.
What happened to the shoe? What happened to the shoe? Did it just go into space? Or did it just, or did it just disappear like poof?
I think it might have just disappeared like poof.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy. And that, my friends. And that, my friends.
Is the end.